Tag, привет! Hello and welcome to the Duspoir podcast. Oh my lord. Okay, here is my random fact of the week that I'm going to drop on you. Okay, we all know that songs have to be limited to 3 minutes. And we know that they have to be limited by 3 minutes because there's a rule in place that they have to be limited to the 3 minutes. But the question is, where did the 3 minutes come from? Why did the 3 minutes come from? Well, I'll tell you why. Okay, basically we're going to go back. 1966, it's the first contest. There was only 7 countries. Everyone got to send 2 songs though, and it was recommended that everybody should keep their songs under 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, seemed like a fair deal. Everyone was playing along. Enter Italy! God bless you. In 1957, the longest Eurovision song on record went for 5 minutes and 9 seconds, which, to be fair, I've got to give to Italy. I mean, you've got a lot of walls of me. It's taken you like 30 seconds just to get a syllable out. So come on, give them a break. But after this 5 minutes and 9 seconds, that's when Eurovision decided to bring in the rule changes, and they brought in absolute cannot go over 3 minutes. And that obviously still applies to this day. And I was thinking about that and I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine if every song was 5 minutes and 9 seconds instead of 3 minutes? First of all, oh my Lord, can you imagine? I'm so excited. Oh, if songs were playing for 5 minutes and 9 seconds, there'd also have to be a lot of other rule changes that would come on. I mean, oh my Lord, with all the costume reveals and some of the stuff, by the times we get down to the shoelaces, 5 minutes and 9 seconds, people just aren't going to be naked. People are going to be taken off their skin. But okay, so think about this. Okay, average semifinal, 15 songs. So you've got 15 songs at 3 minutes, which means you've actually got about 45 minutes of actual music. Yeah, and then obviously, you know, all the other presentations, new other songs, but actual contestant songs, 45 minutes. If everyone was doing 5 minutes and 9 second songs, that would add an extra 33 minutes. So instead of 45 minutes, you'd have 78 minutes of actual song and performance. Grand final, however, everyone 3 minutes. That means it's actually 78 minutes of pure song. Is that all it is? It doesn't feel like it's just 78 minutes. 78 minutes, an hour and 18. It doesn't seem like we are waiting a whole year for an hour and 18 minutes. Well, okay, that blows my mind. But if we had a grand final where we had 26 songs and they were all doing 5 minutes and 9 seconds, what does that work out to? That works out to around 134 minutes of just pure performances. So 2.25 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes of just Eurovision performance. That would add an extra 56 minutes to the grand final show. What do you think? Do you think if it was like a free slather, do you think everyone would start doing, you know, 5 minutes and 9 seconds? Or do you think people would prefer to just keep it to the short, sharp? I mean, of course, you have the advantage that if it's a real stinker, we've only got 3 minutes and we can sort of, you know, move on, toilet break, we can pretend it never happened. But if you had 5 minutes and 9 seconds, that's when you start building up to some Bohemian Rhapsody. Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma. So what could this actually mean to a grand final at Eurovision? Okay, do you want to know the longest Eurovision show in the history of Eurovisions? It's going to be no surprise to you. It was actually last year, and it's not necessarily getting longer every year. It's just last year was an extra long one. 2023 Liverpool actually went for, the show itself went for about 4 hours, 13 minutes and 21 seconds. So that's over 4 hours, 4 1/4 hours. If everyone was doing 5:09, we're adding an extra, easy, an extra hour to that. So that means the grand final would have been 5 1/4 hours of pure grand final. And you know, as much as I'm like 5 1/4 hours, my God, that's like almost a working day. I have to say, honestly, I'm not actually opposed to it. I mean, admittedly, we're all going to have to, change our drinking games at home drastically, or we might kill half of Europe in one grand final setting. I think maybe somewhere within that like 6 hour show, the hour in the middle would have to be just designated. We all have a sleep. We all just like drink a lot of aqua for an hour and then carry on with the rest of the amazing show. But what do you think? Can you imagine a 6 hour Eurovision grand final? That is pure debauchery. Oh, that is pure ancient Roman gladiator spectacular. I gotta admit, I'm kind of on board. Maybe we need to start floating it. Let's be honest, if we're all going to sit around for 4 1/4 hours to watch the grand final, what's another hour? The other thing we have to consider, some songs and performances are so hardcore and they give everything. Chanel, Slow Mo, that is some of the most 3 intense minutes of her life. Can you imagine if she had to do that for 6 minutes? Someone on that stage is going to lose an eye. Some songs, 3 minutes. It's catchy and it's fun. 6 minutes in, though, it might be a little bit ba-bow. All I know is I guess there's one way to find out. Whew, everyone, it's not going to be a case of you're going to have to book a day off for the Eurovision Grand Final. We're going to have to start booking the month. And you know what? That's all right with me. Woo! Gweel! Oh, now we'll have to have the 3 minute and the 5 minute and 9 second version. Oh, my Lord. Don't mind me. I'm just going to draw this out. La, 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 la.